Now, here's a heartwarming story for our Monday morning. A Hartlepool charity celebrating after receiving a donation from an international singing superstar.
You're a mystery, you're from outer space. You're every minute of my everyday. And I can't believe that I'm your man. And I get to kiss your baby just because I can. Whatever comes our way, I will see it through.
Ah, that's the sounds of Canadian crooner Michael Bublé, who sold more than 35 million records worldwide. And he sent Hartlepool Families First a cheque for £1,600 after reading about the work that it does on the internet. Michael told BBC Tees, I saw online they were having a Michael Bublé musical tribute for a fundraiser, so I figured Michael Bublé may as well contribute and try to help them double what they raised last year. Amazing story. Councillor Paul Thompson is on the line to speak to us right now here on Breakfast. Paul manages the charity and joins us. Councillor Thompson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alistair.
Well, what an amazing story. How did all of this happen?
Oh, crikey, you could have picked me up off the floor last week when we received this. The first we knew about it was last Monday, this time last week, when we received a FedEx document from Canada. And I was actually at the office at a meeting at the time, and the staff received it, and it was quite clear on the front that it was from Canada, and it was from an M. Bublé. So it caused a bit of excitement in the office that the second I walked through the door, it was thrust into me face and said, quick, open it up. And we got the shock of our lives when we opened the letter. First of all, there was shock. And secondly, then there was disbelief. And all day we spent pondering, was it from the real Michael Bublé or was it somebody playing a very cruel joke? So we rang Canada that evening, obviously because of the slight time delay. And his office immediately knew who we were and confirmed it to be absolutely bona fide.
So you've checked it all out. It's all legit. It is the real. It is the real Michael Bublé. Just sum up the reaction for everybody when you saw the letter and indeed the check.
Well, I can't describe the reaction, to be honest, Alistair, because it was all a very, very weird moment that, you know, it doesn't happen. I wouldn't even say every week of the year, but it's never happened before, where a star of Michael's magnitude, somebody who's probably one of the biggest recording and performing artists in the world at the minute, writes to a small charity like Hartlepool Families First, totally unsolicited, and says, you know, I've read about the work you do, I like it, and there's some money.
You said you read about the work you do. How do you think the work that you do came to his attention?
Well, we were having a charity fundraiser on Saturday night gone, and we've extensively sort of put it through all the social media channels, and we've had it quite a big piece on our website, and some media partners have supported it. And I don't know if he was Googling or maybe his own name or anything like that, and it's come up. And that's how he's came across it. And apparently when he found it, he then spent a couple of hours reading our website and thought, that's the sort of thing that I want to be involved with, and sent this donation to us.
I'm just interested to know, you got the cheque for £1,600,
yeah,
presumably signed by M. Bublé. Well, are you going to put it in the bank or are you just going to frame it?
That's the big decision. The cheque as we speak at the minute is still sat in front of me. It's there on my desk in front of me at the minute. And we've sort of taken a sneaky photocopy for us because we think it's one of those stories that we'll still be talking about in 30, 40 years' time.
Hmm. What you might do is give his agent or somebody a ring and say, listen, if you could transfer the money, can you just frame the cheque and put it up in the office?
We've thought about every possible combination so that we can keep all the cheque. Unfortunately, we are going to need to bank it because of the work that we do with profoundly disabled children. We do need to keep it funding, and obviously with the money that Mr. Bublé has donated and the £5,451 that we raised on Saturday, it's going to go a long way to making sure that we can keep our services going with disabled children.
And how good the Michael Bublé Tribute Act?
The Michael Bublé Tribute Act was very, very good. And a lot of the ladies in the room, let's say, were taken by him.
All right. Mrs. B would have been. I know she's a big fan. So my final question is, you got the cheque, yes?
Yeah.
Obviously going to a very, very good cause indeed, and we wish you every success
in
the future. Have you invited him over to play next year at your swing ball?
Well, what's very interesting is that some of my staff have turned into celebrity stalkers over the last week, and they know that